to other things that you do, in service, like the free beacon or whatever. And then there's many of the people that really aren't journalists at all.
Well, you, I think you have so many new voices in the room because so many of the legacy media did not want to play by the rules when CNN and Fox News that the Pentagon had laid down. And so, you know, my warning to the Pentagon is really be careful what you wish for. If you look at the question, at least it increases your that's the legacy media, the person for the White House, they basically can figure out what the question is that I am going to get.
Because they're based in fact.
Well, because they're conventional thinking or whatever.
Well, but go look at Bloomberg took it to Dax or Twitter and she posted the Secretary of the Army's office is plotting a coup at the Pentagon to remove Pete Hegseth. That's presumably.
If you are advising a person, you are not part of it. And that's just what Laura Loomer is doing on national security. She's been advising him. That's why you see certain firings happening at the White House. Matt Gaetz was in there. He was the president's pick for attorney general, we may remember, about a year ago. And so that's not what the need is. The reason at the Pentagon and at the State Department, you have a press corps that understands the agency, that those agencies are complicated. You want people asking.
UCLA on a tennis scholarship, and in 1975 became the first African American to win the men's singles title